Good morning and welcome. 7:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Happy, happy Thursday. A lot of good things going on. We're going to share that with you. But in the meantime, we got to air out the stuff that's been bothering us. We call it What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. 877-975-9825. And Denny, what's bugging you?
Well, especially on the conservative side, I've always heard the description of insanity was doing the same thing and expecting a different result. This negotiation with Iran is starting to break right up there.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you, and I think a whole lot of people feel exactly the same way. There's just a level of frustration, but maybe, just maybe this is the one. But then we get information that Iran's working with Oman, not to like come up with some sort of peace deal or compromise or anything else to work with the United States. Instead, they're working to say, hey, how can we like charge a toll and have control over the Strait of Hormuz? And Oman's like, they're with them on it. I mean, what? We're going backwards. That's how it feels. Oh, we're going backwards now.
Because they had that discussion and we're like, no, ain't going to happen.
Yeah, that it's like a two-part thing. No nukes and no messing with the Strait of Hormuz. Fairly clear cut, but they can't get even part of it right, apparently. Slim again, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Well, you know, this morning I was getting up, getting ready, doing my normal routine, preparing for another terrible bad luck day like the ones I've been having. And through my feed showed up a series of people who believe the Earth is still flat. I was sort of taken aback that there were so many people who actually believe that our planet is flat. How long has this been going on? I don't know, guys. What's going on, man? It's crazy.
You'd be amazed. You would be amazed. They have
really
conventions, you know, to celebrate it and talk about it and bring.
I mean,
in speakers.
Is it in the million? Does it eclipse the millions?
I don't know if nation. I don't know. Because I remember the funny thing was seeing a sign outside one of their conventions where they were talking about their guests who came from around the world.
Around the world.
So whoever did the sign wasn't thinking.
Wow. Maybe they meant circular, not sphere. Right? I don't know. That is nutty. Hey, Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg, thanks. What's bugging me is that our stroke of genius Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman doesn't just throw in the towel on the Democrat Party like beautiful Tulsi Gabbard would. He could actually save the nation if he switched over to Republican. It's bugging me. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well, I think there's a part of him that says, no, I want to fight against these socialists and these radicals and these lefties and the hate Jewish crowd that seems to be getting more and more into power. I think he wants to fight at first, but yeah, there might come a time where he says, enough's enough. I can't, you know, it's like a wave washing over me. I can't stop the wave. We'll see. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is driving after dark. All GM and Ford manufacturers have discovered a way to put the white heat of the sun in new trucks' bright lights. And it's just blinding to drive by them, even when they're not on brights.
Yeah, I come to work at dark 30 every morning and, you know, down the highway. And, yeah, I've seen them. And I've get people flipping me like my lights are too bright, even when I'm a low beam.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of the newer
like the Xenons and all those sort of things. Well, funny you mentioned that. So coming to work this morning, I'm kind of feeling like, okay, the vehicle coming the other way, they're a little intense. But I'm like, I just kind of scooted over a little farther to right instead of flashing them. It was GPD, so I'm glad I didn't.
Oh, do you think they really had the brights on, or it's just those?
I think they were just those higher
those
intensity
intense lights.
Yeah, but it was just kind of like, that could have been embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jenny. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is the latest buzz statement from the Liberal Party that says, I'm not debating you. They don't want to hear about Dr. Fauci. They don't want to talk about anything. They don't want to share their perspective to maybe enlighten you to their viewpoint. They just want to say, I'm not debating you. I'm not debating you. And it just cracks me up, and I think it's really tied to the fact that they don't have anything to stand on. It's very clear Fauci killed hundreds of thousands of American citizens with his bad policies, and I just love that that's now their go-to talking point. Oh, I'm not debating that. I really appreciate your time this morning. I hope you have a great day.
Hey, you do the same, Jenny. Yeah, great points all. They can't defend their positions. Why would you want to debate when you know you can't defend your positions? And they can't. I mean, they can't defend him against logic. It has nothing to do with conservatism or whatever, per se. It's just their thinking and their policies are illogical. How can you defend that? You really can't. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. What's bugging me is, you know, when this country was founded, we founded on Judeo-Christian ethics and religious beliefs. I can't believe that we haven't done anything to... I know we're supposed to have freedom of religion, but there should be some way of keeping it out of the federal... what do you want to say? Somebody being elected to a federal position should not be able to be a Muslim. If they can't swear on a Bible and believe that there's, you know, that they're taking an oath of office on a Bible, I don't think they should be allowed in the feds, because it's going to come back and get us. With the way that the world is working right now, it's not going to be long till there's more and more Muslims, and that just doesn't go along with what our society was founded on.
It has been found to be, in most cases, incongruent with both a capitalistic system and with our Constitution and the freedoms that we appreciate and enjoy culturally. We're at loggerheads there on that. So, yeah, but remember, you know, why are people voting for things like that and the things that some of these cultures represent? Why would they be voting for that? That's what you have to ask yourself. And what can we do to change that? 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. Hey, coming up, terrorists don't wait for happy hour to have cocktails. Details coming up.